Hello and welcome to the Super Mega Minute. It's Tuesday, November 13th, and I'm Fred Wood. At the end of today's episode, I have a nice little 3-minute review of the Tetris Effect, but first, here's some news about some games. Prima Games, one of the main names in video game strategy guides, is shutting down. They were open for 28 years, creating over 1,400 publications. Their first books were Nintendo Game Secrets, Sega Genesis Game Secrets, TurboGrafx Game Secrets, Game Boy Game Secrets, and the official Lucas Games Air Combat Strategies book. I have fond memories of checking out the Game Boy Game Secret Guide from my local library as a child and seeing all the secrets in games I'd never even heard of. It's hard to be surprised by this shutter with the way the games are now. Games don't come out on a cartridge and exist as a singular form anymore. I was given a Destiny 2 strategy guide earlier this year that was almost entirely out of date, less than a year after its production. And that's not even to mention the alternative to print strategy guides. The hundreds, if not thousands, of day-and-date strategy guides written and recorded for free on the internet by fans and developers themselves. You did help me catch them all with my Pokemon Red strategy guide, though, and I'll never forget that. In a stroke of pure marketing genius, Nintendo put out a new commercial for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate without music. This is brilliant not because it makes for a good commercial, but because Nintendo realizes that its very vocal fanbase on the internet will take it and run with it. There have been countless recuts of the trailer with all sorts of different backing music, some of it badass, some of it hilarious. If you want to see the 30 or so that I made instead of recording yesterday's episode, which were featured on CNET, just head to my Twitter at ThatsMyTrunks. Nintendo realized that the best way to get people to spread the word about their game is by making sure that they get their own word when sharing it, and by God, it worked. If you skipped out on Final Fantasy XIII last generation and own an Xbox One, you've got a great new opportunity ahead of you. The entire Final Fantasy XIII trilogy has been added to Xbox's backwards compatibility roster. It runs smoother than ever and at a higher resolution. Considering the PC ports of the game were slightly troubled, it's nice to have another way to play the game that makes it look gorgeous. It also helps that each of the games run about $5 at GameStop, so tracking it down on the cheap shouldn't be terribly difficult. Pokemon is getting its first live-action film in the form of Detective Pikachu. The film follows a young adult who meets a Pikachu who is a detective that can talk, that only the boy can understand. They work together to solve the disappearance of the boy's father. The tone of the movie seems unique, and the realistic depictions of these classic pocket monsters might disturb you, but I'm looking forward to it. The first trailer is available on YouTube now and is really worth seeing. If you haven't already, there is still time to go and grab a free copy of Destiny 2 on PC. All you need is a Battle.net account and the Battle.net launcher, and to click claim on said launcher. The deal is still live until the 19th, so really, just go get a free copy of Destiny 2. There's really no reason not to. I just want to make sure that you don't miss it. Tetris Effect is a puzzle game for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation VR, developed by Enhance Games and directed by Tetsuya Mizuguchi. Tetsuya Mizuguchi is perhaps best known for his work with the on-rails stylish music shooter Rez and the stylish musical puzzle game Luminous. You already know what Tetris is, so you probably have an idea as to what Tetris Effect is. The game gets its name from the actual Tetris Effect, which has been studied a few different ways since 1994. It's the idea that after a prolonged period of playing Tetromino games, players may start to visualize moving images at the edges of their sight when closing their eyes and when drifting off to sleep. PlayStation actually has a video on their YouTube channel called Mental Blocks and is a 12-minute mini-documentary about this phenomenon. Tetsuya Mizuguchi has made multiple games with the hope of inducing the also-real phenomenon, synesthesia. Synesthesia is the production of a sense impression relating to one sense or part of the body by stimulation of another sense or part of the body. Examples include hearing a color or feeling something you hear. As a fan of his previous works and as a fan of Tetris, the concept of Tetris Effect set my expectations incredibly high, and I'm happy to say that those expectations were met. Tetris Effect features the Tetris gameplay that has been polished and refined over the years, with an adaptive soundtrack and adaptive backgrounds that react to how you play the game. Dropping Tetrominoes will play musical cues, clearing lines will give you explosions of particles in the background, and as you get further and further into the game, the visuals and soundtrack will continue to grow and swell with complexity. Have you ever played Tetris long enough that you start to feel yourself like getting into the zone? Imagine that you're playing the game, getting into that zone, and the world of the game is getting into that zone with you. Tetris Effect takes the perfect puzzle game and adds a meditative layer to it that will bring you to an emotional level that you wouldn't expect from Tetris. And that's just the core game. There's also challenge modes that'll have you clearing lines and thinking about puzzles in ways you haven't before. Journey mode provides a bit of a campaign to the Tetris experience, sending you across 30 different stages with all sorts of different music and backgrounds. I don't want to spoil the surprise of any of them, but I can't help but mention a stage that starts at a windy desert that slowly becomes the moon. One new incredible mode that I initially thought I'd hate is Mystery Mode. Mystery Mode starts with a simple Tetris formula, but after dropping a few blocks, it twists on you. Modifiers are thrown at you at random, and you have to deal with them the best you can. Sometimes it'll zoom the matrix way in from the bottom, quickly skewing your view. Other times it'll spawn mines that count down and explode, messing up your well if you can't defuse them in time. There's also something hilarious about expecting a T-block, only to find it's a double to triple size T-block that just won't fit in anything. Mystery Mode is a really great way to provide that score chase that Tetris is known for, while keeping it fresh every single time. The one thing that might give anyone pause is the price. Tetris Effect retails for $40, which is a sticker shock that I didn't expect. But as I've spent more and more time with the game, I realize there absolutely is enough in the game to justify the price. If you have PlayStation VR, you have no excuse. You need to play the Tetris Effect. Something about having the world around you reacting to everything you do while playing Tetris is like the ultimate meditative experience. If you're looking for the best Tetris there is, Tetris Effect is it. Thank you for joining me on this surprisingly cold Texas day, and I hope you enjoyed. I've got a favor to ask you, and it's a simple one. On whatever platform you're using to listen to this, iTunes, Stitcher, Podcatcher, whatever, just leave a review. That's it. Just leave a few words about what you think of the podcast. Preferably nice words talking about what a good job I did, but I'll take what I can get. Thanks for listening, and I hope we get to talk again soon. You're such a good listener.